was done like in 1979. They went back, and these are the forms that they filled out for this particular site.
What year did they go to do that?
I think it was 1979. Okay. It was like very recently. But, and so they identified a large number of sites, and then from that they went ahead and got more information later.
So see where it says preservation?
Yeah. Well, this was done by people from the Cooperative Park Studies Unit, anthropologists from up there, and they were commissioned by BIA to work on this project.
Well, why didn't they notify us? Why didn't they tell you where to go?
Well, I don't know the people that did this project, but this
I mean, they had to look and find out who to get in touch with.
Let's see. They did talk to some informants.
Okay, who were they? See the Edward Coons again?
Melba Wallace. Oh, this is. They looked at the same report that I did. Mm-hmm. States that talking about the petroglyphs again.
We sort of keep that quiet because my
it
dad's family.
Their feeling.
Well, see, this is true, but it hurts. It hurts the Charcos tribe's feelings that we did conquer them at one time. But out of the grace and love for them, because they're our families, we let them stay there. Mm-hmm. But this is true.
Okay.
Our slaves carved it. It's carved on a bluff. The whole bluff.
Oh, it's on the bluff.
The whole
too?
Bluff is carved. We don't know where. Oh. The old man was going to show us before
yeah,
we died.
Yeah, he was going to show it to. But he was telling me about it. He'll show it to me. The whole bluff is all carved in stone, solid stone. It's there today yet.
These guys are going to haul it off with blasting.
Yeah,
well, this was Dave Wallace is the old man. You said the old man. Did you mean
Frank
Dave?
Shorty?
Oh, Frank
That's
Shorty.
That's my dad's brother.
That's my uncle.
Oh, uncle.
That's my uncle. That's his.
Oh, okay.
We're both related.
So he was in. He's in your clan.
Frank Shorty's an Auk Indian.
I'm confused now. You'll have to clarify for me because I don't understand.
Okay, tribal law is, I'll say to you right now, since I could see you're confused because we're related. Our law is I'm supposed to marry an eagle from his side. And yet his family, because of past interrelationship of marriage, my mother's brothers or their cousins, they had children. So these, from my mother's side, from his side, we intermarry one another. We're related white man's way, but tribally we're right. Like he may be my third cousin.
Mm.
We're not first cousins, I know that. Mm-hmm. But so his relatives are mine, white man's way. His father is Dave Wallace, is a true Auk from the Dipper House. Frank Shorty is his true brother, same mother, same father. But the old man Wallace was raised by a Presbyterian minister, and that Presbyterian minister's name was Wallace.
Mm.
So he took that name Wallace, never legally, you know, mm-hmm. he was just raised by him. So he didn't use the name Shorty. So Dave Wallace and Frank Shorty are true 100% brothers and sister, both from the Auk tribe.
Okay.
So he has a, on his family, I can talk about it because his father is my uncle, white man's way. His father's brother, Frank Shorty, is my uncle. He has to, under tribal law, fight for me and protect me. If there was a battle, if we had a fight, we had these forts, and we were happened to be in their fort because we're married, and war comes. His tribe is going to go out first. No, you stay behind here. You go back. We're going to die for you. And they go out there with spears. They're the first to die because you are our, how would you say it, Indian way, when you guys go out and fight to protect us.
Well, you got to fight
brothers and
your
sisters? No.
You got to fight your children. You got to save.
Yeah, right.
You got to fight
children.
For your children.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The same way when they're in our custody, when they're here in our lands, we too will.
I'm going to go out. I'm a different tribe, but I have to go out and do my part to protect my children. That's, you know, when a baby born or children, it always go on the father's, I mean, mother's. On the mother's side. Not the father. It don't make any difference what the father is. The father can be a Chinaman. Yeah. She's an Indian. Mm-hmm. The boy that's born is going to be an Indian, mm-hmm. not a Chinaman. So, but then, that's how come we always marry the opposite tribe. The eagle marries the raven, and the raven marries the eagle girl. Mm-hmm. So we always protect each other. We get along fine that way.
That's why I say, what I'm saying here is, we don't want to publish that, or it's a feeling of love or protectiveness right here. Like I'm here today. I'm here out of a feeling of love and protectiveness mm-hmm. for my father's family.
The one thing that I'm confused about is that when I think of Wushkitan, I think of a clan that's represented in Juneau, Angoon, Hoona. When I think of Ok, I think of an area. I think of like from the Taku River to Berners Bay.
Right. Right.
Douglas Island,
right.
I think of that as Ok territory.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think of Wushkitan, I think of a clan that is in a couple of different areas.
No.
Like Wushkitan, were Ok people.
I'll show you a map, a rough one, that was submitted to the U.S. Land Court of Claims. But they're in here with us because of intermarriage. We had tribal houses up there with them, but we don't claim it.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
So Wushkitan... Okay.
A rough.
But you are also a raven.
We are.
A raven.
And so what is it? You are the, a shark? Shark?
No, my dad's shark.
Shark. So you're a...
I'll identify myself for you in
okay.
a minute. Okay. This is just a rough. This is just a rough.
Mm-hmm.
Here, according to the U.S. Land Court's case, is Ox. Here, this is the legal term that they used. Wushkitans. That's just, this isn't the way it looks, but this
mm-hmm.
is the way I'm using it to illustrate.
Mm-hmm.
Juneau, here's we have that point you referred to, Point Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have up to Berners Bay, here. And certain islands is within our boundaries, here. And here you have them. And he will identify all around that they were situated all the way up.
We used to have a big tribal house at Hawk Inlet.
Mm.
At the mouth of Hawk Inlet,
mm-hmm.
where the pillar post was made out of a huge, big yellow cedar logs, and it was carved. And every time the sun comes out, the slaves used to line up all the way to the house, to the beach, hang over by hand a buckets of water, and they splash it up in that big logs so the totem pole will never split.
Oh.
They used to do that for years and years and years.
Is that where the cannery is?
No, past the... At the
south of the cannery?
At the south of the cannery.
South
it's
of the
point can- here sticking out, there's a light. It's a light in front of it. Where the ship goes through, it's a point.
Mm-hmm.
It, before we reach that point, that where our tribal house used to belong to the Nushkitan. And we claimed it all along, all the way to Fisher Creek. One of my tribe, his last name is Howard, he used to have a house and a smokehouse at Fishery Creek. It's passed between Hawk Inlet and Angoon.
Okay,
and
so...
We claim all that, too. That belonged to the Nushkitan.
Where was that tribal house?
The tribal house around here. There's a sand beach along here someplace. See, here's the shallow place. Just
there's the light. There's
yeah,
a light.
There's a light there, right in here someplace. I don't know the exact spot,
mm-hmm.
but the evidence is there. That's what
wow.
I've been told. The logs and the campsite evidence is right there.
And there was a large tribal house there.
It used to be a large tribal house
Wushkitan.
There. Wushkitan's house.
Did you identify the name of the house?
No, I can get the name. I don't pay attention to it, you know.
Well, that's
names for each tribal house.
Well, that area we're real concerned about too, because there's a mining company, Naranda, and it's not, they want to go into the Greens Creek area and do some development there, and we want to make sure that they're not going to have anything that's going to disturb any cultural material there either.
Who's going to be doing it?
The company is called Naranda Mining, and their mine is like up Greens Creek. It's off the map here. But you mentioned that there was a tribal house here, but you also said that there was a camp at Fish, a smokehouse at Fishery Creek?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see, Sitka D3.
Just middle ways from what they call Marble Bluffs.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think the smokehouse is still there today. It belonged to old man Howard. And I forgot his first name, though.
Okay. Down here? Fishery Point.
Fishery Point. Yeah, they call it, Indian calls it what, Kasate, because there are a lot of rocks at the mouth of that creek. Is that the one?
That might be the one.
Yeah, that's the one. That's a smokehouse there. One of the Nushkitan used to have a smokehouse, and he claimed it by. And right up from it is supposed to be a lake. And he used to have a small rowboat up on the lake where him and his four used to go up there in that lake.
There's a lake here, and there's a lake here.
Oh, that's not the one. It's either this one.
So it could have been like, there says a cabin here.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if it's that one.
I think so. Yeah.
It could be there or there.
Uh-huh.
Marble Bluffs is, I think, a little bit further south, actually.
According to this, it's right where the graves are.
What's that?
Field investigation.
Oh, uh-huh.
They're talking about the stream cuts through the center.
There's a couple of streams in that vicinity.
Right there by Sawmill Creek.
Okay, my mom would know it.
I got so excited, I got all these maps, and now I can't find any of them.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a men's room around here where I can go and use
This thing here, when it was dismantled, it's in the museum, is not destroyed, but it's been disturbed by the vandals, all right. This dismantled screen, that's in my name in the museum, like the one they're referring to, and these fenced graves are the ones I was talking about,
right
up there. And the screen is still here. I got that hidden and kept quiet in the museum because people are lying and trying to get things.
Trying to claim it.
Right. Located the carvings on the wall that we are on the bluff, that are marble.
One spiral circle, one circle with concentric rings. Yeah, that sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mark it, and they didn't mark it on the map, really.
Okay, and this grave site here, where it says the river goes right, the stream cuts through the center.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably identified those graves right there with it, from what I could read here. It was a nice beach, because we landed on a nice beach.
Mm-hmm. Was the grave site north of the beach? Or was it?
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I was just busy looking around, admiring the scenery like an idiot while the speedboat was going. And my mother is the one. Her eye was taking in everything. And you'd never find that screen unless you knew exactly where to, because you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
There was no way to see it. And she had them guys cut down the trees so the shaman can still look around, she said. Them boys, they didn't know what they were doing, but they obeyed her. These people from the museum, they obeyed her. They cut these trees down for her, which brought daylight into the area. So.
Well, I don't want to get you too upset about this one, but what's happening in that area, and I don't have a map that shows the selections, but you may be aware that Sciatica Corporation has selected land on the west side of Admiralty that they're going to cut. And
that's his department. I don't know a thing about it.
Right, and you were telling me about the smokehouse fishery. Here's the Marble Bluffs. At least this is where they're marked on the map. That's Fishery Creek. There's a lake here, and there are a couple lakes here.
What's so, this Adeline Jim, George Jim?
Those are, you know the native allotments that you were telling me?
Yes.
These people claim native allotments more recently, like in the 70s, to these areas.
Adeline Jim got no right to it.
No.
Well,
she's tribally.
Yeah. They,
white man way either.
Yeah, they, the, as far as what's going on with these allotments, I think that they have been declared invalid because of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act.
Well, they told me when I came up there, we went up there to find out about Frank Shorty's allotment, and they said in 1971 when the old man applied for his allotments, that at that time they were declared all invalid. But then recently or sometime past, some person similar to this went into court and won on some sort of basis, and now all these have been reopened, and some of them have been approved.
Oh.
Number one is Frank Shorty's area at Hilda Creek, that 80 acres. But if the corporations will claim it, which they're going to, and he claims it because it was Frank Shorty's allotment, we're going to have to battle the corporations.
Well, what's happening in this area is that Sciatica Corporation has selected, I think it's like 21 or 22,000 acres, and it goes way back in here, and what they want to do is cut it, log it. And so if there is a smokehouse in that area that's, you know, if there is a smokehouse there that is important for the history, we really need to know that. To make sure it's reported.
What's that lake area you said they go up to the lake?
Yeah, that's the one.
There is a lake. Okay.
But Adeline Jim got no right to it.
I don't know how she got that thing of, well, nobody's claiming it, so she just came alone and, oh boy, I better grab it. But
yeah.
She's got no business, no right for that
George
area.
Does.
George,
so does he.
George Jim, he's got a right for that place, but not that Adeline. That's his wife.
She's from Angoon. She's an Angoon Kwan.
It's Angoon people. It's,
well, if you're a Wushkitan, but what Kwan are you?
Well, Wushkitan on the Eagle Tribe.
You're referring to what tribal house or what clan area?
What I guess what area I'm referring to.
This is what you're referring to.
To the whole, I see. Okay.
The whole area claimed by Wushkitans.
Because the listing that they give, like, normally they split up, they say like 14 or 20 different
clans within the tribe.
Areas, yeah. Like this was Goldschmidt and Haas, and this may be, this is what David Wallace, well, like they split them up and they say Chilkat territory, Juneau Auk and Douglas Taku territory, Yakutat, Huna, Sitka, Sitka, Angoon, Wrangell, Saxon, Ketchikan, moving down south. Whereas, so that in our area we've got like Chilkat, Juneau, Douglas, Yakutat, Huna, Sitka, but they don't, like the Wushkitan, this area, northwest Admiralty, Hawk Inlet, parts of the Mansfield Peninsula, that's not really, that. I mean, they in here, that area falls under Huna, it falls under Auk, it falls under...
See, white man put this together, they didn't
understand.
Okay, according to the U.S. land claims or the court mm-hmm. where each area was identified. They mm-hmm. drew maps like this.
Mm-hmm.
And out of each area...
I've got some of those areas here, I think. These may be the maps that you're referring to. Like, let's see if we can find
it. Well, I've got that U.S. land claims court decision, who owned where.
Oh, like this they say Juneau territory, and this is Haines.
That's not the one that was submitted to the U.S. court.
Oh, okay. Douglas Taku.
Wushkiton.
Wushkiton.
This is what it would look like. This is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Wushkiton. Can I read that for
sure?
Mm-hmm. No, this wouldn't be in here.
Because they say Aukus here.
Mm-hmm. Wushkiton.
Okay. Wushkiton.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
And here's us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like here they say Tequeri.
Is that Tequeri? I've seen it the second time now.
Oh, I was just showing it mm-hmm. that down here this area was. Okay. They say Wushkiton, and here they say Juneau Arc. And what we're saying is Wushkiton extended all the way down here.
Here's the mark according to the land.
Okay. And looking at this, these lines here are for this print here. And within this area, they split it up and they say this is Wushkiton. And they don't have one here.
Okay.
Well, that clarifies it then.
He knows the names
so
of the
So St. James too. Bay falls within Wushkiton.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're talking to the guy, who can tell you.
Oh, boy.
You've got both of us there. You can get what's the name.
Wow.
That's why they don't want to tell you. Contact Mr. and Mrs. Albert Wallace. I have a right.
The people, this organization knows, so they got no use for me because...
Coming to a meeting? They'll close it.
They're going to shut up. They're going to mm-hmm. close the meeting every time me and my wife
appear. You two are the most valuable.
We'll go back as an illustration as to how they're fixing us. Like, he has that Thunderbird. Three of them own it that are alive today that comes from the clan of that area.
Okay.
Get that straight. And all Wushkiton can say it. The clan from that Juneau area.
There's only three of us left.
Johnny Fawcett, George
Jim, Albert Wallace Sr. The true Juneau Ankh. Lots of Ankhs, but the true. Married to us, the true. We give them this land, that land, to build their tribal house there.
Well, while he was down below, he had a bad heart attack. We were repairing mm-hmm. our boats and everything. And he's been sick for the past 2 years, hasn't been able to come do anything. So while we were down there, George Jim came into town, and him, along with the Okchad Council Incorporated, which is not me, just a bunch of people who live in a Juneau Indian village that decide to adopt our name, they come from all over, and they took our name. And they say, you got... Go ahead, we'll help you cut the screen out of the wall out of this tribal house. And they came there with a saw and they cut this screen out the wall. We got pictures of it, story of it. They took it down and put it in the Juneau Museum. George Jim said, you can keep it there for 3 years, and after 3 years I'll sell it to you for $75,000, and you will give it that money to my wife Adeline Jim and all my children from Angoon. And we came back into town, and this man from, he owns this boat, St. Peter. What's his name, Ronald John?
Ronald John is the one that told me about it first.
Hey, he said, you know, you better go look at your tribal house. You better go look at it. The screen's gone. I heard it's gone. What? We took right off, and we drove right over there, and we walked in through that door. No wall, no screen. What happened? Nobody wants to tell us. So he tracked down one of his, by tribal law, that's his, her father is like King Wushkiton, so she had her can't lie to him. He went to her house. Her husband was president of Ock Tribe Council at that time. And he asked, what happened to the screen? It's gone. Oh, I don't know that man to want to tell it, but she told Albert, she whispered to him. She didn't even want her husband to hear it. Albert, she said, it's in the Juneau Museum. So we took off and went to the Juneau Museum. And there my husband demanded to see all the documentation on it, what gave them the authority, what the plans were. And here we saw this hand-typed document with all typographical errors all over, and you could see legally a signature's name whenever you sign something. Whenever by law you sign a piece of paper and you say, I put my X here, right? And it would say Belbo Wallace. Okay, that's my signature. That's my X. And it's verified by whoever it is here. On that particular paper, where Johnny Fawcett says to have sold that screen to George Jim for $1, It has here the X was George Jim. And they got a name. Somebody wrote Frank Shorty's name, Johnny Fawcett's name right here in English. And we got lots of letters. The old man used to write to him all the time and tells him stories and tells him what to do, take care of these places. Yeah, do something, Albert. George Jim wrote him letters, do something, Albert. Come on, you got a boat. Let's go here to these places. Where is he, they claim. Let's go there and let's do something.
I've got their signatures home, which
I can...
What
their signatures look
if like. I take it to court, I'm saving all that letters. Mm-hmm. I want to show it to the court, to the jury. Forrest. Johnny Fawcett can still sign his names. And then I got two witnesses. Somehow Johnny Fawcett got away. Somehow he sneaked to the ferry. George Jim watched him like a hawk. He won't let him get out of his sight. Mm-hmm. This particular day, he made it to the ferry. It's cheap. It doesn't cost him anything, Alaskan ferry. Mm-hmm. He came to Juneau for free, and he was all upset. He knows that the screen was gone. And the first woman, which she's alive, he met. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe it's people that drink that stole the screen. See, he don't know what's going on. I need a help. I don't know, Albert, my brother is down below. He mentioned me. So here it was in a museum already.
According to his authorization.
Of course, I went to an attorney right away. I stopped it. I went to see Mr. McLean, and Mr. McLean wrote a letter in my behalf to the museum. The museum's got it. But now, last year, when I was still home at Bellingham, Washington, I got a letter from the museum, which they're ready to purchase the screen. And if they don't buy it, they're going to lose the screen because George Jim's going to take the screen out of there and take it to Seattle. Where are they going to get more money for it? And I don't know what to do. We went to see a legal opinion from a big attorney. We finally found one in Bellingham, Washington. His first advice was to send a telegram first to the Juneau Museum, which we done it. And then we came over right away. And later on, I found out that the museum sent letters to every Nushkeeton. A lot of them are not Nushkeeton. They're Raven tribe. Now, I can name one person, Rudy Asturis, who is married to her sister. He's the Auk tribe. He's not a Nushkeeton. He's got the letter, too. Now, he's genuine Nushkeeton, too. Just in case the museum might dispute a few dollars, maybe 35 cents a piece. So I make a fun out of it now. I told my,
comes from Huna.
Yeah, he's a Huna Raven tribe guy. He's not a Nushkeeton. Well, he's a genuine Nushkeeton now. So I told him, gee, lucky things happen to us. Yeah, I told my kinfolk, Mrs. Jack, at the home, you know what? There's lots of Nushkeeton now. It's just like the land claim when you first get the money.
Yeah.
And all the blonde guys, blue-eyed guys, the genuine Indian now because there's a little money involved in it.
Yeah.
Here's only three of us.
Mm-hmm.
three of us, really legal owner, that now I've got a friend that lives at Angoon. Men and wife, I talked to them. They say that Johnny Fawcett is so old, he's a senile. I don't think so. Johnny Fawcett is the most brilliant man that I know that alive today. He is just like reading a book when he starts telling you an old story.
That's how I feel about you too.
Oh, he's a wonderful man, you know. And every time he goes to this certain friend of mine, his last word when he stands up, he turns around, I like to go back to my home, Juneau. I'm worried about my screen. I know the house is gone, but I'm worried about the screen that worth a lot of money. That's his, always his last. Here, it's already, the deal is already going through to be sold.
And you know who authorized the court? The state stepped in.
Yeah.
And the state says to us now, we're not going to give that screen back to George Jim, because the opinion that they came through, now they didn't have no court hearing, they had no legal due process of law. They just had a hearing, I don't know who among themselves, or maybe the corporations, and they decided it was tribally owned. So who did they notify? They didn't notify him of the opinion. They notified Sea Alaska. They notified Gold Belt.
Yeah.
Now these two corporations can come and decorate their building with it.
If they want to. Boy, they're going to have a problem in their hand if they do that.
I'll tell you the story of this screen. I got a right to tell it. He has to sit there quiet because he can't talk about these things or who he is. But I can. I can talk because I got a right to talk about the Wushkatons and tell them. Tribal law, I have a right to do that. It's an honor for me to do it. Well, long time ago, we used to have a forts at Young's Bay. He did, the Wushkaton tribe. The Wushkaton tribe, the man, the head man, Shaga had two nephews. The law is they got to do things for their uncle. They got to obey it. They can't take anybody else's word. They were married. These two nephews were married to two of my family, Ox, who lived in Juneau. They had their smokehouse along Gold Creek. They call it Flounder Creek. Well, my people call it Flounder Creek. They had smokehouse there, these two old ladies, twins. And they got mad. Oh, I got ahead of my story. This shaman had these two nephews. And this sailboat, they used to come to...
The nephew's name is Yikdehin, one of them. And the other one's name is Ayatko. That's the one they sent him. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I couldn't pronounce it. Thank you. This sailboat used to come in and trade with the Indian people. They would bring trade goods from England, trade goods from China, and we used to trade furs with them. So they came in and this...
Seagulls or Seattle?
No, they're Canadian. They're from England. They're sail ships. I don't know where they were from. Oh. I just could say Canadian or Canada.
I meant sea otter fur or seal furs or skin.
Furs.
Yeah.
And this captain came there late in the fall to start to snow. Winter was coming. So he asked Shaga, could you send word up to Sitka that I can't make it to the other camps? I'm turning back. So Shaga said, yes, I'll send my two nephews. So the sailboat turned and we went back to where it comes from. And these two nephews were ordered by Shaga to go. So the wives, which are Auk, made trouble with the two husbands. You're going to find girlfriends over there. You're going to fool around. I don't want you to go. They made a lot of trouble quarreling with them. But they were ordered by the shaman and the chief, that Shaga, to do it. So they went with their canoe, the two nephews, and they went. They passed word along to camp that this sailboat's not coming in. And when they returned back to their camp, to Young's Bay, they asked, where's our wives? Their wives are gone. What happened? Oh, they were mad. They were just mad. They left and they went back to their own country, to the camp. And so they didn't even wait. They didn't wait for 1 second. They turned around and they went back in their canoe. The people, his people, told them, don't do it. Don't go. It's the storms. It's late in the fall. It's snowing. It's bad. Southeasters blowing. Don't go. No, we're going to look big trouble. Our wives are mad. So they left and they came through this bar here in Juneau. And while going through that bar, they never made it all the way to the camp, to Flounder Creek or Gold Creek. And pretty soon his tribe came and his clan came and they asked, where are these guys? They left. I don't see them here. The wives said, we never saw them. They left for this trip to warn the other country, the other camps that these Canadians or Englands wasn't coming. Well, they left. They came here to see you. They were upset. So they started a search party, and all they found was the canoe overturned in the bar, Juneau Bar, sandbar. So they came, and tribal law is we cause the trouble, ox, because of these two ladies. Tribal law, two lives are lost. We have to pay for these two lives. They were valuable men. So we couldn't pay them. So we gave what you call IOU sticks, tribal sticks, like money. It's valuable sticks. It's not ordinary sticks picked up nowhere. It's special carvings on it. Some, like me, maybe I'm poor, I'm going to give part of a stick. Children, part of a stick. He's rich. He's big man, big chief, a lot of sticks. Pretty soon, there was three big bundles of sticks given to his tribe. Wishkitans, IOU sticks. And for years they kept, because protection of us were their children, they asked us, when are you going to pay us for these lives? Well, we got, next fall we're going to make more money, more things are coming, more berries, we're going to trade, we're going to be ready to pay you. We kept that up for how many years, and pretty soon they had a, I'll call it a powwow, a war council. And they threw this man out the door because it had to be a certain man to come to us. It had to be the grandson of our side. He has to come, and we see him coming, we can't kill him. That's my grandson coming to see me. So we let him come. He carries the message. My people are coming for war. We're going to kill you. We only got so many days, or maybe by tonight, to pay this. They're coming. So we all met. We came together and we met. And we decided to pay the Wishkaton tribe an area in our Juneau Indian village. The first house to come in to their sea serpent. Was given. His Indian name of that man was Shaga. The next one was the bear.
Yeah, bear house.
The old house. And his Tlingit name is?
Kiyito is his Indian name, and he used to have two names.
I don't
know. Kiyito and
G.
And
it.
Nika is the other name. Got two names.
Nika.
And then comes the shark house.
Shark house, right. That's my dad's house.
Yeah.
And that's, I think the name of Jake Harris is, it's not Connacht East, it's the other one. He built it.
I can't think of his name.
I know it too,
I know
his
name, but I
came out here. I have to think of it later. Okay, sea serpent, bear, shark. And when did the seabird house came in? Nobody knows. I had that too. And his name was Yai-Nuk-Ish.
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 This is just my own plain writing. And the last house to be built there on this site that was given to these people.
Given to the Wishkitans.
Given to the Wishkitans for full payment was Thunderbird House. And the man that built that was, what's his name?
John Moore.
Yeah, but I think his Thinkit name. Everybody can say his name's John Moore. They can't say the Thinkit name, they can't use it. Cloute? No. I have that too. I even got the picture. I got the picture when he died. Mm. His family standing among the graves.
I got all the pictures there.
Oh, the picture is so old and cracked and faded.
All my family
out
there.
His family's there. So I know that name of that man. But his English name is John Moore.
And this was your father.
Right, James Miller. He later on inherited from Jake Harris.
He inherited from?
Jake Harris was the original that built it. Sharkhamas, Burness Bay clan. Okay, those are the genuine Wishkitans that was given this site. In our village.
Anyway, you got away from what we were talking about, the screen, you know, just finish one at a time. When the Thunderbird House was built, then they start carving this, the opposite tribe was carving that screen. And I got this story from Johnny Fawcett. He could tell the story today again.
All the designs from these people are on that screen.
Because, like I said, he's a brilliant man. He's over 100 years old today, but he still remembers. I don't know how many times he told the story. The reason why that I should take good care of the screen, he used to tell me that, Johnny Fawcett. I sort of don't trust your brother, George Jim. He knows it, which is the truth. Today I could see it, just like the daylight, what he tried to do. After the screen, they were paying off the man that carved the screen. He wasn't satisfied. And then he said the word, ooh, that's insult. The things that piled up in the corner, which his payment, like trunks and blanket, wasn't enough. He looked at it. So he turned around and he said, ooh. And my grandma heard it. That's her side of the story. She's an Auk, genuine Auk Indian, married to genuine Nushkitan. So she got up and he told her husband, the man is not satisfied. Come on, I'm going to help you. She took all the things that she owned from her own side, give it to her husband. On top of it, there was this overcoat. But them days when overcoat first came out, my people used to treasure it. It was really something. The price tag is still on it. He puts it on top. And this man began to holler, that's enough, I'm more than satisfied. That's enough, that's enough. Every time he comes to this part, Johnny Fawcett tell me, nah, it's your grandma that paid for this screen. That's your grandma. Oh. So you got a strong hold in this screen, be sure to take care of it. That's why I always want to say that the screen is not to be sold. It should be kept in a museum as a loan forever. It's not going. I don't want that thing to be sold.
Or taken out.
I want to leave it at the museum, and later on I will type a story all the story about that screen. Each man goes and they will read it. He will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It was just going to be a big thing. Mm-hmm. But now they want everybody try to put their finger in it. I don't like that too.
So that screen was at which house?
The Thunderbird.
The Thunderbird house. Yeah.
The big picture, I got the picture, Thunderbird. Bear on it. Shark on it. Seabirds on it. Got little abalone shells, sparkles.
Mm. Oh, it's...
Everything that's
so
on
each
it,
of these...
Cornucodate hit, sea serpent. I think its name is Cornucodate hit, sea serpent. Mm. It's a picture of the sea serpent on it. Mm. It's the whole story. It's their flag. Mm. You take it out and you have big potlatch. He invites me to his house potlatch. They open the screen.
They're
big
sure,
honor for us to see it.
They're sure going after, you know, people from, we call it Oyanaquan, the people from different areas. They want to really go after it. They're educated and they got good jobs sitting behind desk. They think of all these things, and if they see money in it, like that other one, there was another screen which is a few boards left. It's in a museum today too.
The sea serpent house.
The sea serpent screen. We used to have a big tribal house that we called Sea Serpent Tribal House. But after it gets so old that my people, my tribe, start to worry about it, about the screen. So they decided to take the screen off and put it at Auk Bay. They took the screen to Auk Bay in a cave-like. And during the winter, a big tree fell on it and bust all that screen. So there were just a few left. They brought it back and put it in the Thunderbird house. And of course, George Jim took it right along. And it's in a museum today too. And that was the reason, a while back, I went after the Thunderbirds, you know, the sea serpent property. After the house, sea serpent building was torn down.
I got pictures of the sea serpent.
I got the picture of it. A picture doesn't lie, but it didn't help me. When I used a picture against corporation, it didn't help. They were all turned against me. I like to build another small tribal house there. And Johnny Fawcett told me, when you finish that house, this screen is going to go in there. So I was after it. But I made a mistake. I used Seattle attorney, with the biggest attorney, the best attorney that I could find. And it would cost me a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Each letter used to cost me up to $200, which is wrote to Gufferson.
Some by $600.
And later on, he gave me some letters, some all the things to show to another attorneys. Each attorney in June turned me down. I couldn't find an attorney, so I just let it go.
Against
I lost
corporations.
It. Corporation blocked it up. Because they can't step on the bunch of people in case they might just run for some kind of a high officer. They need the vote of all these people. So they can't go against it. That's a politics. So there you are. I lost it.
Auk Tribe Council Incorporated was given the deed because they represented the people in the village. They didn't know that they weren't all Auks in there. They just a bunch of former people who cooperated under the state law.
Just for money purposes.
They got the deed.
So there are a couple of screens that have been contested. There's the shark wolf screen that was on the grave, mm-hmm. that's now in the museum that there's other claims on. And then there's also this house screen, which... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is now in the museum,
yes.
Is that right? But the corporations may claim it. This one's fascinating that it really has the whole story. It has the whole story of the...
It's the whole story of all
the
people. The
and the Auk relations.
Mm-hmm. And all the people that are in this house, are right here in this vein, intermarried with me.
Mm-hmm.
And him, in his hand and his vein, all my tribal house are from different house. Genuine Ark. And even now, today, we have different clans who came.